caller.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up? It's another episode of The Menu. This is Brother B. Hope all is well with everyone. Sitting up here waiting for Mika to check in. And so we get this show started. But you know, today's topic, tonight's topic, I should say, workplace violence and bullying, you know, is there need for concern? To those that want to call in number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. I hope everyone is, you know, well, had a good day, you know, especially since, you know, the topic for tonight is, once again, workplace violence. I'm sure a few of us have a couple of stories to tell about that one coworker, or maybe it might be a few, or that one boss that you might want to, you know, throw into the water cooler. What I find real interesting about the whole workplace violence, and really what made me kind of want to do this topic, was the situation that had happened with the two reporters and the guy shooting them on the air, as he recorded. I do want to say, you know, condolences, you know, to the families, you know, of those individuals. What I find interesting is how they kind of want to take this gun control approach and use that to ride off, you know, use that as some type of vehicle. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I don't see what's the purpose. You know, two people lost their lives and you're looking for something, a political agenda. And to me, it doesn't make sense at all. If anything, let's get to the root of the matter. And of course, I have a caller. And caller 0591, you're on the air with Tanya. What up?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi.
This is
how
Pam
are you?
Calling in.
You are. Who?
Pam.
Oh, how you doing, Pam? What's going on? Pam.
Not too much. Just sitting up here, getting ready and listening to your show and whatnot, and
well,
especially with this topic of workplace violence. Because, I've never gotten to a point that I want to kill somebody, but I can understand, you know, sometimes people just make you want to, you know, knock the mess out of them sometimes at work.
Yeah.
I can definitely...
Yeah, like I was talking about that situation happened with the reporters. You know, the guy so-called left this letter, and he was saying how they were calling him all types of names, and he was being harassed on the job. I mean, why is it that people start to listen after somebody gets hurt? Like, why is nobody listening beforehand? Like, we all know that, you know, as much as they want to talk about the bullying topic, and, you know, when it comes down to kids in schools, I mean, it happens at work too. You know, whether it's with a supervisor or that you know what I'm saying, a certain coworker who feels that they're close with somebody in supervision and they can do whatever they want to do. I mean, why, you know, is there a need for concern when it comes down to things like this? What do you think?
It can be, especially now with, I think, with everything that's going on between, even like Elizabeth Hasselhoff the other day talking about the Black Lives Matter hashtag should be considered, you know, like gang, what did she say? Like a hate group. You know, it's so much stuff that's going on. So people should be concerned with different things that are going on at work. A few years ago, you know, somebody can get upset, get fired, and people may be concerned, but not as much. But I think it's a level of concern, especially when somebody that's being bullied all the time at work, and they go out, they get fired, and they go out in a crazy way. Like they say, they said this guy that when he got fired, that he was just yelling and screaming, cussing, doing everything. So there could be a certain concern. There should, you know, more of a concern now than before.
Well, to be honest, in my opinion, it seems like they're kind of like no one wants to really acknowledge it. You know, they want to just, like I said, they want to use this as a vehicle to push the political agenda of, like, gun control. And the thing is, you can talk gun control all you want, but when you look at it in hindsight, yeah, this dude had issues. He had personal issues. He had mental issues, and he had issues with people at his job. I guess, you know, I don't know the situation. All I know is what they say on the news, but he claims that he was harassed. He claims that he wasn't being treated fair and so on and so forth. So, of course, I mean, come on, you go to work. You don't go to work to be harassed, demeaned, or, you know, insulted by anyone. I mean, whatever happened to professionalism at work? I mean, you got bosses cursing at people, coworkers cursing other coworkers, and it's supposed to be a professional environment. Yet, you know, people are just bringing their personal feelings onto the job, which doesn't really make sense. And as for the whole thing of, like, wanting to label the Black Lives Movement as a terrorist or some type of racist thing, like, let's get real. I mean, hey, if it wasn't for social media, a lot of people wouldn't be paying attention to certain issues. So it's kind of like a blessing and a curse. But for someone as ignorant as whoever that individual was to say something like, oh, you know, the Black Lives Movement is some type of, you know, it's a bad thing. I mean, everyone is entitled to their opinion, but it sounds really ignorant. You know, everybody's life matters, yes, but, you know, when you're consistently seeing, when the media is consistently showing you Black people, young Black men getting killed, this whole Sandra Bland issue, when you're constantly seeing that, I mean, it kind of makes you wonder, like, are they really being targeted, or is this just, you know, some type of spoof? I mean, what the hell is going on? But, you know, I mean, we've all been there. I'm sure you've probably been there. You probably got that coworker or that boss that just makes you just want to be like, yeah, all I need is 5 minutes.
There you go. Definitely. But there's differences between thinking about it and actually doing it. And, like, yes, I have not killing them. I would never thought about killing them. But sometimes you just want to get them alone in the office and just punch them dead in the face, and then just like, okay, I'll go have a good day now. But more people are just acting on it. I mean, more people are just deciding to act on it. That's all.
Yeah, well, I think more people are probably acting on it because, I mean, the work environment has changed. I mean, it's a whole lot of pressure. I mean, you got pressure when at homes, you got pressure out in the world, period. And then when you come to work, there's a different type of pressure. There's so many things that people have to deal with, but it's like they're individuals that don't care. Like, people are not, you know, too remorseful about what may be going on with you and your personal life to make you just want to come to work and be like, listen, I just want to do my work. Instead, you always got an antagonist. And the sad part about that is you have some supervisor who feel it's okay to have that antagonist or to keep some type of hostility in the air at work because, you know, I don't want a comfortable work environment because I want everybody focused on doing their job. Idiot. Whatever supervisor you are, if you think that that's going to help people or force people to work harder, you're an idiot. You're an asshole. because creating the uncomfortable work environment is not going to help anybody, and it's damn sure not going to, you're not going to profit off of it. With the possibility of something happening, you know, yeah, you're adding fuel to the fire. And it doesn't make sense. I don't know why it's not an issue that's being brought up more. So, but it's something that's real, and it's situations like this that make you just want to be like, wow, you know, stuff like this is real. Like, people are getting mad and disgruntled and leaving work and coming back with weapons and killing people. Like, this is crazy, you know? So
I understand that is true and everything. So some people just think different. Some people just think a little different. And they just like, well, the only thing that will solve it is violence. That's what some people just think. Like, that will solve everything. Right. But it doesn't.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, of course, we all know violence, you know, doesn't really solve anything at all. All it does is just, it just perpetuates even more violence. And it just puts everybody in a, you know, in a kind of like a fear mode, especially when something like that happens. Do people see stuff that, you know, do you think that people, the antagonists on jobs at, you know, in the workplace, they see stuff like this happen, and do you think they would stop? Some of them don't, and I don't understand why. Because
I think some of them
well
just use it as excuse to do it. Like, well, you know, they'll feed off one another. Like, okay, maybe since they did it there, I can do it here, you know. So some people just feed off, it could just feed off one another. I mean, I don't know.
Well, no. I kind of got to look at it like this. And I got to take it from my you know, I guess a page from my own, you know, story. Like, I know what it feels like. Because I've had this one cat on the job, and I don't even understand how 95% of the people on the job hated him. Basically, they still do hate him. But yet, he's been promoted and been given some type of accolade for being that person who everyone hates or people don't like because they claim he gets the job done. Because he comes down with a firm hand, and he's no nonsense. Listen, once again, you're an asshole. Seeming to think that a person like that is going to keep some type of order in the workplace. All this, once again, all it's going to bring is a hostile work environment. And hold on, got another caller. And, oh, look who decides to join the group. Hi, Mika.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you? You okay?
Long story. No time for that.
Listen, I just wanted to make sure you're okay. I mean, you know, you didn't get stuck in the toilet or anything like that. I want to make sure you're all right.
Really? All right. Really? Now we got to go to size jokes? So what? I'm the size of a table elf. Really?
Yeah, but, you know, it happens. People fall in the toilet all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
So, yeah, we were, you know, me and Pam were chopping it up about the topic of workplace violence and bullying, and I'm sure
mm-hmm.
you have some colorful, very colorful things to say about that. But, you know, I was actually talking about something that happened to me at work about this dude who they actually promoted, and he's been, like, harassing me for years to the point where if he would have came up missing, the first person they probably would have came to was me. Because the beef was just that bad. But the sad part is the supervisors and people, they knew it. Everybody knew it. But yet nobody wanted to do anything. So my thing is, what would have happened if I just would have took that step and just would have, like, broke his jaw? Or if I would have took that step and just, like, flattened his tires or crashed his, you know, broke his window or something like that. Are you really going to get mad at me because I couldn't control myself? But you're not going to get mad at him because he couldn't control himself. I don't get it.
You know, at the end of the day, it's going to be on you because that's the way it works. You know that. You are fully aware of that. That's how this works. Come on. That is totally how this goes. Because it's always the person that actually, you know, does it in the end that's responsible for his own actions. You know that. Because you should have had more self-control and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, okay.
So what about his? But what about that other person's self-control?
What about it? They're not the one that's A, in the hospital, or, you know, B, freaking broken jaw, or C, dead, or whatever. Listen, it's never the victim's fault, no matter how much they push the person. You know, it's like in any other twisted relationship. Seriously, because that's what it is. It's a weird twisted relationship. That's exactly what it is. It's never the victim's fault, no matter how much the victim may have done. Never. What, are you crazy? Because now the victim is the one that's hurt or dead or worse. So how can we blame them? Are you serious?
But you can't. So you're trying to say they shouldn't be held accountable? Because my thing is this, and I remember this cartoon, Woody Woodpecker. And there was an episode where the guy told Woody in there, he said that Woody just would have went to the police. This would have never have happened. Now, my thing is this. If you just would have controlled yourself and stopped harassing the person because that's what you know what you're doing, maybe you wouldn't have got your jaw broke, or maybe you wouldn't be laid up in the hospital. I'm not saying that's what happened to these two reported people because I don't know what happened. All I know is what the news says. And to me, news and media, like, they don't come with the truth all the time. And they only know half the facts, sometimes not even that. But my thing is this, if you know that you're harassing somebody on the job, if you know that you're being annoying, if you know that you're doing the wrong thing and being an antagonist, if you get popped in your mouth, don't get mad.
Well,
like,
let's
you shouldn't
be honest,
get mad, and don't sit there and play a victim.
Well, unfortunately, you know, narcissistic tendencies and a narcissistic mind doesn't allow you to ever admit that you're wrong. It's everybody else. It's never you. But let's be honest for a moment. You kind of have to take the old school approach to bullying when it comes to matters like this. If you want the truth. If you want the truth, you don't technically have to hit them. No. But you do have to let them know where they stand. Now, if this causes you a job, this causes you a job, you know. There is something called wrongful termination, you know. And they fire you for standing up to yourself. You can absolutely sue the hell out of them. Like, seriously, it shouldn't always lead to somebody freaking whooping on someone. It really should.
This is true.
Okay, you're being bullied. So what? Most of us have been bullied for a good part of our lives. Big to do. You know what? And you listen. Your options are either stand up and fight back, or sit there and take it. He chose to sit there and take it. That was his choice. Because at any point, this dude could have really been like, you know what? I'm done. You know, it could have been like that episode of it could have been like that scene out of freaking Half Baked. You know, where my man's working at the fast food spot and he's had enough. What does he say? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out. It could have been one of those situations, and this didn't even have to happen. Oh, and for the record, dude, you're a black dude in the South. Let's be a little realistic here. You grew up around these types of people. You know what kind of morons you're dealing with. You know this. So, again, A, why are you surprised? And B, why are you taking it? You can replace a job. You can't replace your life or the life that you take. You can't. There were plenty of options. He made the wrong choice. I don't care how bad they bullying him. Believe me. Since they have gotten this, yes. Did he have to resort to what he did? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Oh, no, I don't condone what he did, by no means. What he did was cowardly.
And
but
listen, let's be real. We're raising a nation full of wussies. We are. Oh, they're bullying me. They're hurting my feelings. Grow a pair. Put on your big girl panties and deal with it. Suck it up. Because your options are simple.
Well, this is true.
Seriously.
But some people just don't know how to suck it up. Like, some people just don't Some people just don't know how to defend themselves. That's the thing. They don't know how to defend themselves, whether it's verbally or physically. Like, you have people that don't know how to defend them. They don't know how to defend themselves verbally, so they act out physically. Then you have vice versa. People who don't know how to defend themselves physically, so verbally, you know, they get at you. And my whole thing is, why does it even have to come to that? Because once again, like I said, there's an individual on the job that I have, and he, 95% of the people do not like him. But yet he's been given promotion on top of promotion and talk about he's highly recommended. Meanwhile, like,
who
I mean,
does he know?
Anybody ever called him, huh?
Who does he know?
Oh, I'm sure. Who does he know? Oh, I'm sure his hands, his balls, something in his mouth is in his butt from one of the higher-ups. But my whole thing is, why should that even matter?
He knows somebody. Oh, come on.
He can know somebody all he wants.
It's never what you know. It's always who you know. Come on.
And that's the problem. And that's the problem, because 9 times out of 10, the same person that he knows is a chump, too.
Well,
like
again,
you said, it's a nation of chumps is being raised, and these chumps, these chumps get these positions, and they use it to their advantage.
Well, it's just like the cop that goes around bullying everybody, because he got picked on when he was in school. I'm gonna pay the world back. Where? Give me a break. Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. Give me a break. Give me a break. Okay. It's not it. You know, these are. You know, at the end of the day, you're dealing with some of the lamest excuses ever. And I mean lame. I don't care how. Listen, I'm sorry. All of us deal with it. Okay, this dude is still getting promoted. Well, here's then again, your options then were A, stay there and keep dealing with this jerk, because obviously he knows somebody on the higher up, or B, start looking for something else. So those are your options. It's not that. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it totally.
You know, I'm sorry. We've all been there, because there's times where you can't get up and go. So your next option is to deal with it. You know, I can't think of one person in this world who can honestly sit there and say they've never dealt with this to some extent or another. I can't, because it would be a lot.
I mean. Yes, it's true. But like I said, man, it's situations like this kind of put it, you know, in the forefront. Because like I said, it's like, yo, why? Like, why is it even being allowed? Like, you know, it shouldn't be a situation where things have to happen and get out of control before somebody says something.
Well, again,
and like I said,
he went to the higher-ups. They did nothing. Did he go to the Department of Labor? Yeah, but let's be a little realistic. There are things you just know, that you're either taught or you can ask somebody. Again, there are ways of dealing with this. There are. You know, should anybody have to put up with it at their job? Absolutely not, because nobody ever makes enough money to get paid to deal with the crap that they deal with. No one. And not for nothing,
exactly.
Dude. Him being the media, he should have known better.
Well, yeah, of course he should have known better, but obviously he didn't.
I'll go out there. Him being the media, he should have known better. Because not for nothing, we all know how that field is. Everybody knows how the media feels. Okay? It's
true.
Sexist.
I mean,
you know, it's sexist, it's racist. There's so many undertones in the media field, it's ridiculous. You know?
Well, I'm sure.
You know,
I'm quite sure
Sue Simmons for Channel 4 News has had to deal with crack. But look at her now. You understand what I'm saying? And that's here in New York. That's not down in the South. That's up here in New York. But that's the reality. So again, one, you're a black man in a field where racism, sexism, every ism you can think of that's negative exists and runs wild. Okay? And then you're in the South. Really? And you're crying about them hurting your feelings? Dude, your options. And again, you know, you're in media. You've got all of this stuff jotted down. You've got your notes, this, that, and the third. You've made your reports. Nobody's done anything. You go to the Department of Labor, and you blow them up on another network. Like, I honestly, there are ways of dealing with stuff like this, especially in that particular field. They all love publicity, good, bad, or indifferent, you know? They all love it. And the private sector, you know, again, you work for somebody, you're experiencing any of these, your next option is, your options are simple, deal with it or fight back. I'm tired of hearing they hurt my feelings. Because you know what? I've been a victim of it. Hell, I've been dealing with it. I had to deal with it at my job for the past year. And I finally had enough, and I said what I had to say about it. And the person I went to had a flipping attitude. But at the end of the day, the person that started the whole fray is gone.
Well,
okay. And no, it doesn't happen like that for everyone. Before you even go there, it doesn't happen like that for everyone. But my point is this: stand up if you can't take it. Say something. If you're not getting satisfaction,
well, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah,
sometimes you do stand up, and what happens? They say nothing. You have some employers. You have some people that don't do anything about it. Then what?
Okay. And if
I mean, listen,
if you're not getting satisfaction,
so
what's your next step?
The face you can take.
If
well,
you're not getting satisfaction,
step,
what do you do? Okay.
You gotta call somebody.
So you mean to tell? Go ahead. Well, okay. So you mean to tell me you can't call the DOL? Really? You can't call the DOL? You can't blow them up? Okay. Again, this dude worked in the media industry. I'm sorry. Tabloid. TMZ, whatever news network that's, you know, their competition down there. You know, go on Facebook. Everybody else rants on Facebook. Like, seriously?
Yeah, but see, like I said, his is just one of those most recent situations. You know, I mean, you do have situations where some people do not have the opportunity or even know to call a DOL or to contact, you know, somebody else. You have people on the job that are just saying, hey, just leave it alone. But yet, meanwhile, they're still sitting back getting harassed. It's like if you lose, you know, you lose your job if you fight.
And again,
nobody wants that threat. Nope.
No, but again, you know what? If you've had enough and you're tired of taking it, you know, you either deal with it there or you leave. Leave. You're, and it's not like the dude, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like he was some freaking 85, you know, some 65-year-old dude close to retire. Still a young guy. You still have an opportunity. Give me a break. His family is sitting there apologizing on, you know, they're sending out, I'm so sorry my son did this, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I'm sorry your son did it too. I'm not even mad that he ended up shooting his own. And again, okay, you don't know how to go to the Department of Labor, but you know how to pull out your camera phone and record all of this? Really? Seriously? Let's be a little realistic here.
Well, yeah, I mean,
You don't have enough common sense to go to the Department of Labor, but you got enough sense to freaking pull out your phone and record this. Really?
I mean, I don't understand it either, and I'm not trying to understand it. My thing is, I mean, I'm like I said, I'm not placing, I place blame more on the antagonist, because the antagonist can turn into a victim, and then that's when everybody starts to feel sorry. See, I don't know if those two people had anything to do with his grievance or his issues. I don't know if they had anything to do with it. All I know is I can only come from what I've experienced and what other people talk to me about, you know, on a personal level, and what I have witnessed myself. Bless you.
And again,
and it's sad that it's sad that you see people, you see the antagonists, and they're allowed to flourish and do what they want to do, and give them some type of, you know, pat on the back, like, yeah, keep doing your job, like, keep being that annoying asshole, keep being that person. Why? Like, why are these so-called villains or these people that are turning around and harassing people, why are they getting rewarded? That's my problem.
Because nobody is saying anything. And if they are saying something, they're not pushing it. You know, they're not pushing it. And you know what? That right there is a problem too. You know, it's you know, if you show a bully weakness, they're going to keep messing with you. They are. Because they know that they got you. And they're going to keep doing it and keep doing it. You know, it's the theory. It's the theory, and you see it, though. Come on. But you see it. You see it so much more now where people are just sitting there crying victim, too. Again, the dude wasn't an old guy. He could have gotten a job somewhere else. He could have. But I'm not saying it would have happened immediately. But then again, based on his credentials, who knows? There are 1,001 different ways this dude could have gone about this. Because the first way obviously didn't work. Okay, plan B, plan C. It's the most ridiculous thing that, you know, he went this far because he couldn't rationalize it. Okay, you know, there comes a point where you got to walk away. And I can't, and you know what? I at the end of the day, I'm blaming him because his actions were ridiculous. Because again, if you got enough wherewithal to freaking stand there and videotape and record this on your phone, you should have enough common sense to say, okay, this isn't what I should be doing. I need another course of action. Were they innocent? Well, were the victims innocent? In a sense, yes, they were, because, you know, they weren't the ones that were really messing with him. It was other people there. You know? What he should have did was go after the one person. If you're really going to be this extreme and do something this retarded, then go after the person that's really doing it.
Right,
go to where it all started.
Situation. Let's look at the security guard that just got killed because of some disgruntled employee that was fired like 15 years ago. Like, come
and,
on now.
And again, ridiculous.
That's my thing. Like, who doesn't watch out for these things? Who doesn't pay attention to these things that are going on? I mean, if you know there's a problem, stomp out the... If you know there's smoke, take care of it before it turns into a fire. But some people just don't do it. And that's, like I said, I'm not placing blame out on that dude. Well, yeah, I place blame on both shooters. Because it didn't have to go there. Like, that, it didn't have to escalate to that level of violence. But the sad part is it can escalate. Because, first of all, you never know what's going on in a person's mind. You never know what's going on in a person's life. You never know what stress that they're dealing with. So for you to make it your day to be like, well, I'm going to mess with him today. I'm going to get on his nerves today. I'm going to push his buttons today.
But again, if this has been going on
for
X amount... But you know, okay, well, then you're just ridiculous to begin with. You're an idiot. You know, you really are. You have, but again, here you go as the bully. You have your own set of issues, and you just can't. And here it is. You're the idiot. You can't handle your issues, so you want to take it out on somebody else. Okay, you know what? We'll deal with you later, because eventually somebody's going to smack you around. But again, this guy has been putting up with. See, and here's the thing: if it's been an ongoing issue, seriously, and you're still sitting there dealing with it, you have a problem. You're keeping yourself in that particular situation. You're not removing yourself from it. You're staying there and you're taking it.
Yeah, but listen, why should I have to jump up and leave my job because of a bully? Why can't somebody do the right thing?
Listen, no company wants to deal with it until there's a lawsuit involved. And that's another thing. Hey,
exactly.
Jerkface, this is a sue happy country. Why would you not sue? Seriously? Do you know what a racial discrimination case is? Really? Oh, my God. He could have made a couple of mil easy. But no.
Yes.
Why would I do that when I can record all of this on my cell phone?
Well,
really?
It's obvious that his mind wasn't there. It's obvious that his mind wasn't on that. Like, he wasn't there in terms of, oh, well, I'm going to sue him. I mean, maybe his ego was fragile, and his feelings got hurt, he retaliated.
Whose feelings don't get hurt?
Well, like I said, it's just not him.
Stop being a... Listen. Put on your big girl pants and deal.
Well, listen. Like I said, the issue with the security guard that got shot. They were talking about this dude was mad because he was fired from the Department of Labor and Statistics like 15 years ago, and he was fired because they said something about he was a whistleblower. Okay. This is 15 years ago, and he's still harping on about this. And he decided to act on...
Okay, well, his therapist should have been the first... His therapist should have been like, okay, you know what? We got to handle this guy. Because you know what? And I'm quite sure the dude was probably in therapy anyway. And one of the things that therapists can break is their patient-client confidentiality. If they know that mental patient is going to freaking commit a crime, they legally can break that vow, just like a priest can, and report it to the cops. I'm just saying.
Well, that's if he was even seeing a therapist.
Okay, well, supposedly someone around him must have heard him going on about this. Someone around him probably knew about it before he was going to do it. Because he's probably been planning this for years. So you mean to tell me all of the people in his life, nobody said, oh, yeah, he's probably serious?
Well, sometimes people don't take it, they don't take it serious until something happens. Just like somebody, that one person at your job that as soon as you go to work, sometime during the course of the day, it may not be in the morning, it may not be in the middle, it may be towards the end, but they always got to say something stupid or they always got to come by you and just get on your nerves with whatever. There's always that one person, or sometimes it could be a group of people. And then it's like, yo, you get tired because sometimes you can make a complaint, but somebody will say, oh, maybe it's just you because it's only you complaining. See, no one ever really looks at your trouble because they're too busy thinking about their own. Or they're too busy not wanting to see what you go through because they don't want to do the paperwork. Because they're lazy and they don't want to do their job. Because they know that they're inefficient. And, hey, you know, if I do my job and grab on this guy, then I'll turn around, or this person, I'll turn around and lose my job. It shouldn't work like that at all.
It shouldn't, but there are many instances where it does. There are many instances. Yeah. Oh, I'm not saying it's not a problem. I'm not saying, but here's your kicker. This is a trend that's been going on for years. Whether it's been the public sector or the private sector, this is just something that's been going on for years. You know, should it have been freaking taken care of by now? Well, let me ask you this: how's race relations in this country going? Isn't that an issue that should have been taken care of by now and that so much really hasn't been resolved that much? Yeah. Okay?
Well, first of all, the only reason why I'm saying
because, again, in the public and the private sector, this is a culture that's been going on forever. Nothing's changed. Yeah, they make their little laws to try to make it tolerable, but for the most part, this is a culture that has not stopped. You know, and now that everybody's ultra sensitive, and oh my God, it's gotten worse. You know, we've literally turned around, and is a nation of bitchy, whiny men. Like, seriously, they whine about fucking everything. Oh, my. Everybody whines, and then they're like, the only solution is to freaking kill somebody. Oh, and then kill myself. No, it's not. That's never the only solution.
Well, of course not. But it's a dangerous pattern.
What? Yeah, well, you know what?
It's a dangerous pattern.
Yeah, it is a dangerous pattern. And you know what? Many of us need to man up. You know, nut the fuck up.
Well, listen. Like I said earlier, had to do it on my job. Like I said, he's gotten a promotion off of just being an asshole. But my thing is,
he knows someone.
Yeah, of course. But that's okay, because the person that he knows is a sucker too. Because none of them would meet me across the street. And that's the problem. You throw on a uniform, or you throw on a shirt and tie, or a dress, or whatever. And you step into work. You're protected. And that's my issue. You're protected by the job. But as soon as you leave out of that job, you're quick to disappear, or, you know, you don't want to be seen because you know the protection is gone. So you act up on the job. I mean, there's a couple of people that have told me, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be acting like this, and this is that, and third. You should write this and write. Listen, I did the emails. I did this. I did that. Like I said, all of a sudden, this guy gets promoted. Now, mind you, somebody wants to tell me that I'm wrong because I'm talking about cracking the dude over the head. Meanwhile, it's okay for him to get in my face. It's okay for him to want to write me up for some bogus stuff. It's okay for him to approach me, but it's wrong for me to make a statement that sounds a little hostile. Meanwhile, this dude is coming at me hostile all day. You see the problem? I'm not whining about it. But my whole thing is, if I've taken certain steps to try and remedy it, and it falls on deaf ears, then what do you do? That's what
and
I'm talking about here.
And you know what? Again, here are your options. You either stay there and take it, or you leave. If you're not getting satisfaction at your job, the higher ups, the people in HR, if you're not getting satisfaction, the next step is go to, especially up here in the Northeast, where going to the Department of Labor is always fun. It really is.
It's useless.
It's always fun. You do hear the sarcasm in my voice. Okay.
Of course.
Okay. And again, if this doesn't work, what's your next step? Leave. Leave.
Yeah,
start looking for
something. You just find a job.
Didn't I say that before when we were talking about this guy? I said, no, chances are it's not going to be easy. It's not. It never is. But, okay, you're there. You've done all you can do. You know you need to leave. You need to start looking. Listen. Like most of us, I always keep a fresh resume on tap. Always. Because you never know when you're going to need it. You keep a fresh resume on tap.
This is true.
You handle your business. You know what I'm saying? Is it always going to work? No. No, it's not. But you know what? Is violence always the answer? No. It should be a last resort. And even to that extent, it should be a last resort if this dude or this chick is up in your face and they get ready to swing. Oh, all bets are off at that point. Oh, we both going down. You know,
they'll only push you to a point because they're waiting for you to react.
Mm-hmm. And if you give them what they want, if you're going to give them what they want, make sure that you've got another spot lined up. That's my advice. I'm not promoting you really punching somebody in the face, but if it's really that bad and you fit in the lead and you already got something lined up, have at it. Other than that, just be the bigger man about it and just walk away because they're going to get this. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. You know, eventually the person's luck will run out. Now, whether or not you're there to witness this is a whole nother story. You know?
This is true.
But again, at the end of the day, it's never worth your life or that person's life. This whole going out and killing somebody because I can't handle it, this mentality, this you know, this thought pattern needs to stop. That needs to stop.
Sure does.
People really need to find other coping mechanisms. Make no mistake. Because that way of thinking, and this is why I keep saying we're raising a nation full of wussies. We are. I'm sorry. Listen, growing up in, up here in the city in the PJs, you know, being bused to school, you know, you think I didn't have to deal with it? Anybody from my block that went to freaking PS-166 automatically caught it. Because we were a handful of black kids in a predominantly white school. So we were catching it. I caught it from a teacher. A freaking teacher. I felt sorry. I can't say I felt sorry for her when my mother went after her, but it sure was funny.
But see, you don't think that teacher should have been more of an adult? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
no,
isn't there some accountability?
I think you know, honestly, I think now what I thought back then, she should have been canned. She should have absolutely got canned on the spot. However, the public embarrassment that she had to endure, that was kind of fun. I will admit to that as well.
But why should a weed like that be allowed to grow in the garden?
Well, it shouldn't.
People like
and that's
that are
the weeds. Thing. Well, absolutely. And again, bullying. Yeah, you bullied the wrong kid. Because after that, you didn't bother nobody of the darker persuasion. Okay?
But still, I mean, I agree. She should have been fired. But the whole thing is this.
Absolutely. But back then, and again, you're talking 30-some-odd years ago, too. Again, you know, you're talking 30-some-odd years ago. So, yeah, you know, it's not what it is now. Now, if that same teacher would have tried it, it'd have been a wrap. Because that same parent, now, instead of going after them physically, would have been on the phone to help me. Howard, freaking shame on you, freaking, what's his name from freaking Dateline? Chris, whatever the heck his name is. Forget his name. But seriously.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, I forget his name. But you know who I'm talking about. But this is what would happen nowadays. 30 years later, stuff like that, no school board in this country can afford a case like that. Because make no mistake, the last thing the school board wants is bad publicity. Last thing. So yeah.
But now what about
the
places that don't concern? But what about the places that are not concerned about publicity? But like I said, at certain places,
everybody is concerned.
You got individuals. Yeah, well, listen, you got people that work with guns. You got people, you know what I'm saying? You got people that work in kitchens and around knives and stuff like that. Like, how do you continue, like, to
allow? Well, you
a fool,
number one, to mess with. Listen, number one, let's be real. You a fool to mess with anybody that works around knives all day and or guns. You just stupid.
Oh, well, I know a lot of fools.
Because my mom ain't raised.
I know a lot of fools.
My mom ain't
I know a lot of fools. I work with a lot of fools, and you know, some of them, they think it's okay. I mean, all it takes is you get the right person on the wrong day,
mm-mm,
and it could be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there's no need for it, and employers, supervisors, or people in higher positions need to be held accountable. If this asshole does something to me, then I want his job and your job. Because you sat back and you didn't do anything. Because that's the sad part. That's the sad part.
Well,
when
absolutely.
They sit back and they just watch this. They think
oh,
it's a
absolutely.
Joke. Until somebody
absolutely.
Gets hurt.
Oh, there's no doubt in that. There is no doubt. I mean, let's be realistic. But again, you know, you're taking your life into your hands, bullying somebody regardless of the fact, because you never know where their mindset is, and you're absolutely right with that. But on the same token, you being on the receiving end, you got to stop and really be like, yo, seriously, let me go through my steps. If none of these steps are working, I have to figure out an alternative. Because obviously you're not going to get satisfaction where you're at, regardless of the fact. You're not going to get it. You've gone to your boss, his boss, the boss's boss, the boss's boss's boss, and you're not getting any satisfaction. Okay, you've gone to the Department of Labor. Nothing's really happened. Okay, you know what? I got to figure out something to do, because I can't stay here in this environment.
Well, we got another caller, 5891. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is K-Dog. What's up? What's up, people?
Hey, K-Dog. What's going on,
bro?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, man, just chilling. Yeah, can't complain. Yeah, listen to you guys tonight. I just got to say, you know, I'm, as for bullying in the workplace, I mean, listen, there's so much that you can take in the workplace, I mean, especially when it comes to bullying, because it either comes from a coworker or the boss. And there's so many steps you can take, too. I mean, some people, they'll go to, you know, if it's dealing with another employee that's bullying them, they'll go to the boss. Now, we don't know whether or not the boss will take it seriously, but, you know, it could happen. Whatever actions take place, either it happens or it doesn't happen. Because it's even worse case scenario is that when you're being bullied by the boss, there are consequences to be suffered. I mean, do you guys agree or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, I agree.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I could say, for example, I mean, I used to work at a place where there was a boss that was there that was constantly bullying people, and he was bullying one guy because apparently the guy was slow. He was mentally slow. And I would see this guy cry all the time. He was always getting written up. He was always getting called. He was always getting cursed at and all. So one day what happened was that one of the big heads saw that boss bullying that guy. And, well, there was action that was taken, because eventually that boss was written up and eventually removed from his position. Yeah, he ended up getting fired.
I would hope so. But again, you know, there's not always, not everybody has that luck of a real, you know, a true boss walking in and seeing that, and like, oh, what's wrong with you, son? You know, and he's pulling him over. He's like, oh, you know, writing him up and all that. That's not always the case.
Right.
You know?
And you know, with this case here that happened in Virginia, and with this guy, what happened to him was this. This guy was a ticking time bomb. Basically a ticking time bomb. I mean, he took actions into his own hands, because from the reports that I read, and also everything that was being said about him, you know, I mean, if you're being bullied at work, I mean, things should be done. And, you know, okay, it may not work all the time, but the thing is, the way he did it and the way he went about it was that this was a man who had problems, serious problems going on in his mind. His mindset wasn't there. I mean, he was so filled with anger that he would say things that people are doing to him, and there wasn't any proof that people were doing things to him, because they too said like this, that he was difficult to work with, that he would snap at anybody at any given moment.
So much for the I'm a victim angle.
Yeah, that I'm a victim. Yeah, that I'm a victim role. And so when they had fired him from the station, from that station, they said they had to call 911 because he spazzed out. He just went ballistic in the office. He refused to leave his seat, and he was just cursing and shouting and all. And just recently, they played a tape that he when he called his friend after he did the crime, saying that I just shot these people. I don't know what I'm gonna do. You know, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, I get that. I hear all that, but my thing is, no one really stepped in. See, my whole thing is, and I get where you guys are coming from. Yeah, there are steps that you can take. But how do you as a human sit back and watch it happen? Just like these assholes that sit back and watch people fall on the train tracks or get bit by a dog or get jumped by somebody and you pull out your phone and you freaking record it.
Right.
You sit back and you do nothing.
Right.
Yeah. It's like asking World Star Hip Hop, why does it exist?
Yeah,
okay, well, you
but
know
my
what?
Thing
nothing
is, I'm
nothing.
Getting pissed off because I'm tired of everything being being reactive instead of proactive.
Okay, well,
right.
You know what? Here's another thing, though. He's sitting there claiming. Now, see, again, what do you do when the person that's screaming wolf? Well, what do you do when the person's screaming wolf? So, in other words, he's sitting there saying how, oh, they're bullying me. Oh, they say these racist things to me, blah, 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 this and the third.
Right.
But you can't back this up. You know, and to begin with, you've been, you know, you've probably been written up and they've been saying that, you know, you have a violent personality. You understand what I'm saying? You're not exactly the victim. You're actually the antagonist. You're starting a
lot
of stuff.
Well, his case was different. His case was different,
okay.
But there are many other people that are going through it.
Okay, but now here you go. Okay, I'm at a job where everybody sucks, basically. Oh, my gosh. They say these things to me. Oh, I've got this one screaming at me. Again, your options are simple. You complain. You go through your steps. If that doesn't work, start looking for another job. You don't have to resort to, well, I'm just going to go postal in here.
Yeah, if you go postal, it's going to make you, you know what? Believe it or not, when you go postal, everything is going to fall on you. They're going to say that you were the aggressor. That's what they're going
to do. Yeah, but my thing is, but why should you have to pick up and go from job to job or go to another job just because someone can't control themselves? That's my issue. That's
my
problem
issue,
right there. If you
can't control yourself, why should I have to leave?
Why should I have to
leave, and the boss knows that you're a bully?
Why should I have to leave?
Right. I shouldn't have to leave because, you know what, you're not going to force me out of my job. Instead, I'm going to turn the tables and force you out of the job. That's the whole thing.
That's how it should be.
That's how you should think, because you know what? The more they bully, the more you have just as much a complaint against them, you have more than everything to go against, you have more than much evidence to go against that person. Like, I'm saying, you're leaving. That's how you do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
But see, for you to go through that, this is where you're standing up for yourself. This is when you're taking the necessary steps. This is when you're making the complaints. And again, we live in a Sue Happy nation. Why is it that no one is using that fact to their advantage?
Exactly.
I'm curious.
Nobody has. The thing is, this is the problem. Nobody has enough.
Not everybody can afford a lawyer.
Nope.
Honey,
not everybody can afford a lawyer.
No, not everybody. Listen, you think I can afford a lawyer? I can afford one for my divorce. But I tell you one thing, there are enough lawyers that were willing to take on these cases if they know they got a shot.
And you know what? No company.
How many of these lawyers exist? How many pro bono lawyers exist? Look the stuff up. If you've done mostly all the legwork for them, guess what? Half these lawyers will take it just based on the fact that they don't have to use their
salary. And also something else too. A lot of these companies don't want to look bad. Some companies don't want to look bad because when you bring in a lawyer to the case, they're like, oh, this person is serious. You know what? Somebody here has to go. Especially if it's a strong case, you have a strong case against the person that's being a bully, they're gonna look at you and be scared of you.
Don't bring that multi-million-dollar lawsuit up.
Yep, that multi-million-dollar lawsuit. They're gonna be like, you know what? Somebody has to go. All right, you gotta get out of here.
Yeah, and head starts right. And again, you know, But like I say, and like, and I've always said, there are other options. There are different ways to deal with it. There are, you know.
There are.
Should you should you really
you
have to get up and leave your job? No. But I mean, if it comes down to it and nothing is being done to your satisfaction, then you really have to sit there and say, is this place worth my mental stability?
Exactly.
Is it really worth it?
Because
once
you
your mental is gone, honey, you can't fix that.
Yeah, you can't, because this guy was already a loose cannon already. I mean, you could see it by the letters that he wrote. You could see it by the way that he spoke. The way he spoke to his friend, I mean, it's an eerie situation. It was very eerie. When he was
but like I said, it's
did.
Not just him. It's not just him. Like I said, the guard that just got
people.
Killed a week ago. You had somebody
with
a 15-year grudge. 15 years
yep.
he was fired.
Yeah. Some people hold that grudge.
He just comes out of nowhere.
And Brother B, not to cut you off, but also something else, too. Why do you think most companies, especially when they're working in, like, public buildings, why do you think they put up the person's picture and say, do not let this person inside the building? This person
That's
is no longer
right.
allowed. Because you know why? That person poses as a threat. You don't know what that person did the day that person was let go. That person probably spazzed out and did whatever, and next thing you know, it turns into a very serious matter.
Well, you know,
you
got some people that drop the ball. You got some people that drop the ball and think it, you know, a threat is not serious, and then next thing
right.
you know, somebody gets killed. And
yeah,
that's
that
like I
case.
Said, that's my problem. The upper management or people in certain positions not taking this bullying seriously.
You have
not taking workplace violence seriously.
Well, you know what? They didn't take bullying. Well, let me rephrase it. This whole thing with bullying in schools, though. Everybody, again, here we go. Oh, this, you know, no one took it seriously until kids started killing themselves, which, for the record, I don't understand. I don't understand how you being bullied online.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm sorry, no. My problem with that is this. So what? They're talking crap to you online. They're not going to do it in your face. Listen, let them talk all they want. And again, this is my problem. These same kids that we're coddling now are going to be the adults in 10, 15, 20 years that are going to, I can't take it anymore, and they're going to be going around shooting the place up.
Yeah.
Because they can't handle being bullied. Oh, my God. Really?
Well, you got to blame some of these agencies, like, and I have to bring them up, like ACS, who tells you you can't beat your kid, you can't do this, you can't do
Jersey.
That. You can't, any,
we
like,
can.
Any, yeah, anything is, like, considered,
BCW,
you know,
back
like,
in New York.
Child abuse. Yeah, it's all
you know?
Trash. It's like, listen, I did something wrong or did something stupid, I got my ass whipped and learned my lesson.
Thank you.
I'm not out here doing the wrong thing. I'm not out here killing people. I mean, it's not to say that a good ass whipping didn't stop anybody from doing the wrong thing, but
you knew what the
discipline.
Consequences were. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I knew I was going to get my ass whipped. That's the whole thing. So what makes it any different from somebody on the job? Because 9 times out of 10, they feel, oh, this person's a professional, so I know they're not going to touch me. But listen, what happens when there's that time that they do?
Exactly.
See, that's the
well,
thing. I know people take things for granted. People take things for granted. You keep messing with somebody, and you think somebody's not going to do something back. Oh, he's weak. He's a chump. Yeah, they keep pushing buttons.
Until
what happens? Somebody's finger breaks. Exactly.
And again,
then what happens?
As a child, you know, as a child, you're, and this is my feeling. As a child, you're allowed leniency when dealing with the bully. You're allowed to knock them the fuck out. As a yes. Let one of my boys come to me talking about, oh, this person is bullying me. Yeah? Y'all going to shoot the fair one. I don't care. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
y'all
going to
shoot
and
it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah.
Okay? As an adult,
I agree.
Can you shoot the fair? As an adult, you can't shoot the fair one physically. So you have to use your mind. And that's the difference. A lot of adults, and I'm using quotes, aren't using their mind. They're not fighting back mentally.
Not everybody, but like I said, a lot of people have things going on. Like, you know what
who
I'm saying? Like, listen, in between the fact of I was going through a trial,
a custody trial over my kid, and then I got to go to work and get harassed, and then I got to come home to something else. It's like, come on, man. Like, are you serious? Like, sometimes people just have too much stuff on their plate,
yeah. And, you
and
know
nobody
what?
Wants to deal with it.
That that could drive someone over the edge.
Yeah, well, you know what? If
exactly.
that's the case, if that's the case, I should have been on an episode of Snap. Okay.
Yeah, well, you could have, but logic prevailed, right?
Because nothing is worth my children.
See, like you said, logic prevailed.
You know, and again, using your brain saves you more trouble than you realize. And this is the thing.
It does.
Not everybody uses. You know what? I'll be honest with you. At one point, I really thought it was the end of me. I was waiting for the day of the break. I was waiting. I was waiting for that extended vacation at the mental care facility. Waiting for it. Had the bag ready to go. So about I'm on vacation. Purple and blue pills all day. But.
But
okay,
Jack
you know what? Y'all snickering ain't helping. Y'all snickering is not helping. But at the end of the day, you know, something did snap, and I was like, you know what? All of this ain't worth it. It's time to really sit down and come up with a plan. You know, it's time to compartmentalize what I need to compartmentalize and just attack this from the angles that I need to attack it from. You know? Because I'll be damn if my personal and professional life try to drown me again. Oh, no. Man, listen.
I mean,
you know, and that's what it is. You gotta stop. You really, life itself is overwhelming. And you throw in kids and families and forget about it. But on the flip side of that, you have to understand there comes a line that in the sand that you need to draw. You know? So yeah, you got things at home going crazy, you got things at work going crazy. You need to take a step back. You
exactly.
need to have that epiphany moment. You got to be like, whoa, wait a second. I can't do all of this. You know, I got to draw this line in the sand and figure out how to deal with this from this angle, this angle, this angle. This is when you got to stop, you know. And the fact that you're not stopping and really say, okay, I got to attack this from a different angle. You're not doing this, but you're ready to just act on something. That says a lot about who you are as a person to begin with.
Exactly.
Because life
exactly.
is not always about reacting to something. You know, there's a lot of times in life where you got to be like, whoa. You know, you got to put it on pause.
That's right. You have to.
And you sitting there and you saying all of this, oh, I'm the victim, blah, blah. Okay, pause. Okay, they're miserable,
yeah.
and they're taking it out on you. Okay, what do you need to do? What is your course of action? Oh, they want to pick on me? All right, I got something for them. I'm jotting it down. I'm going to my boss.
That's what
my
you
boss
do.
Ain't doing nothing. I'm going
because
to their boss.
And you know what? What's sad? It's not everyone who thinks that way, and it's a sad thing because they think the only way to retaliate is to use physical action. And when you use physical action, the fault falls on you because they're going to be like, wow, that person really wilded out. That person doesn't know how to act. That person is, you know, they'll point out, oh, you had a mental breakdown or something like that.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
sometimes,
them what they
but
want.
Sometimes when you wild out, that person be like, hey, hold on, whoa. Like, hey, guy, you didn't have to get like that. I was just joking.
Yeah.
No, you wasn't. Because it's okay. It was okay when you were saying what you were saying or you was doing what you was doing. But then when I had to physically check you, like smack you in your face or hit you with a cupcake or something like that, then all of a sudden it's getting real. Then you want to stop.
Well, see here, but you know what? You don't always have. But see, now this is the thing. Yeah, he was saying what he's saying. So you know what? You do him one better. You go at him verbally. You use your mental.
Exactly.
You handle that. And you know what?
Once you put the person in their place, they know never to mess with you again.
You don't always have to choke somebody out.
No,
you don't.
You don't have to choke somebody
out.
Well,
no, you don't. You don't have to. You don't
it feels
have to.
Good.
You got another call. We got a call at 3054. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
I'm back.
Uh-oh.
The King of Kings is in the building.
Oh, geez. Hot Rod, really? Oh.
Now this gentleman.
Wait, I need a drink. Yes, I need a drink.
This gentleman is
going
to come on, and he's going to say, "Yeah, sometimes you gotta smack a person up, let them know it's real." You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, back down, right?
Well, why not?
You have to stand up for yourself once in a while.
Like I said, I don't like violence. To me, violence should be a last resort of anything. But at the same time, you do have individuals in this world that will look like. Matter of fact, once again, there's a person on my job. He has said it in front of people before. He said somebody has to be the villain. So he's saying right there that he's willing to be the villain. But what happens to the villain at the end of the movie or during the movie?
They get destroyed.
They get killed.
Not necessarily.
You're willing.
Not all the time.
Yeah, but they come back for the part two. But that's what I'm saying. You have people out there that are willing to be violent. They're willing to treat people like trash when they come to work. They're looking for confrontation. People like that need to, like, they don't need to have a job.
No, so you know what? You verbally beat the crap out of them. And this is my point. You don't always physically have to attack. You can. Here we go. That episode out of that one scene out of Half Faith. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out. Yeah. You don't always have to physically attack. You don't. 9 times out of 10, proving that you're mentally superior to someone is the biggest slap in the face.
But what about
that's
karma?
Like choke slamming.
Does karma play a role sometimes in this? Or karma.
Oh, karma. She's beautiful. I don't mess with her. She rolls.
Yeah, karma's serious. But
serious,
you know what?
Understatement.
How do you?
But do you believe in karma? Do you believe that should take place instead of violence?
Listen, karma is beautiful, and karma does come around. You think not, and what people don't seem to realize is karma comes back a lot more potent than
anything. How do you know that you're not karma? How do you know that your actions may not be karma for another incident?
That's
you know
why
what
they call her Mika. Her name is not Karma, it's Mika. That's why she's a bitch.
Oh, my goodness.
Her name is Mika.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
Not Karma.
Okay,
hello,
who did not
guys.
Expect
as I've known you two, for as long as I've known the both of you, I mean, damn.
God, he's been at this for 20. You know, after 20 years, Hot Rod, let it go. Accept the fact that I'm just better at being a bitch than you are.
No,
and move on.
The only thing you're better at is sucking, but that's your department. Other than ladies and gentlemen, let's go back about violence. This is what we talk about.
This is all about violence, right? Oh, gosh.
See, this is bullying.
We're
witnessing bullying and violence right now.
What violence? What bullying? I know not of what you speak.
No, but this is how people talk at the workplace all the time, right? People talk like this all the time at the workplace, so how do you act?
Well, no. Only good friends talk like this at the workplace. Everybody else, everybody
because
else.
Because check this out. Everybody, nobody can't just say they have that one person or that boss who feels the need to start yelling at people. First of all, I ain't your child, so you don't yell at me.
First
that's
all, you need
foremost,
yelling.
Have some professionalism. Huh?
Sometimes you need that yelling. If I tell you to do X, sometimes you do need it. If I tell you to do X,
but
Y,
that,
Z,
but,
two or three times, and that has not happened, what to do? You get frustrated.
So then you know what?
Yell.
So you know what? Instead of getting frustrated, just replace that person and put somebody else on the job because obviously they're inept and they can't do it. See, there should be more diplomacy in anything at the workplace. But you have supervisors and bosses that are not using their brains either.
Well, no, and you know, and again, people that suck up, they tend to get over with a lot of stuff too, or they know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. You know,
I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to yell at you because you know what? Then you're taking me out of character and I'm being unprofessional because then you'll have something on me. So you could turn around and tell somebody, well, he was just yelling at me. And somebody can be like, yeah, that's not a very professional attitude. So you know what? Instead of yelling at you, I'm just going to say, hey, listen, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. I'll have somebody else take care of it and just put you on the back burner.
Everybody has a breaking point.
Everybody. Like I said earlier.
Yeah, everybody has a breaking point. What he says is right. What he says is completely right. But some people don't see it that way. You may tell me that, but I'm trying to find where to push that button on you. Because everybody have a weakness. And once I hit that weakness, you're going to explode.
Well, what question to you? Okay, but here's my question to you. All right, so we pushed you to that point. What are you going to do? Are you really going to turn around and start physically attacking someone? Or are you going to verbally attack them? Because let's be real.
Gonna,
you physically attack someone, you know you're going to jail.
You're going to jail, you get fired.
Well, exactly.
You lose your job. Now here's the thing. You get arrested, you get fired, they're happy because they just got you out the door.
Exactly.
That's if you physically attack them.
But at the same time, you got to explain the situation. If you've been on a job for X amount of time, and you have somebody that's an antagonist and that's been harassing you, and it's been going untreated. Listen, a lawyer can make turn a bad case into a good one for himself, because all they got to do is prove the intent of someone constantly. Like, this person came to work purposely just to constantly harass this dude on a daily basis. So what did you expect him to do? What did you expect his reaction? If he went to the supervisor and the supervisor didn't do nothing, he went to management, he emailed, he HR'd, he did everything, and nobody did nothing. And then one day that person came to him, the next thing you know, he just smacked him in their jaw. So whose fault is it? Because
you know
we apparently failed. The system failed.
Once again, everybody has a breaking point. That's exactly. There's only so many steps you could take until you suddenly, you know what? I'm gonna take a gun and start killing some white people right now in the office.
Yeah.
The white people are treating me like crap. Hello.
I'm not going through all of that.
This is the thing. When it comes down to it, okay, let's just say you wild out, go ahead and you jack the person up, you slap the person up a couple. You know what's gonna happen? They're not gonna look at it as that. They're not gonna look at that person as being the one who's starting the problem. They're gonna turn around and say, "Oh, you're the one who did it because you used physical violence." That's why I say.
I get that.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, most of the people know who the real problem is in the office. They just don't want to say nothing because the rest of them are cowards.
Yeah, they're gonna keep their mouth shut.
And again,
they're gonna point it at you.
But being in the industry that he was in, he had a lot more. Again, had that been anybody else in the media industry, it would have been a wrap for that particular news outlet that he worked for. You know why? Facebook is alive. You can go to any other media. You can go to whoever. I don't know. You go to the competing news station. You tell them, "Oh, I got a great story. Here's what's going on. You got a wrongful termination suit. You got this, you got that." Being in the media industry, you have a lot more outlets at your disposal to get things done.
What about the race? Let's play the race card in there, unless you guys talk about that already. Does the race have anything to do with this?
But not, of course it does.
Well,
and you know what? It absolutely can. Can use this to your advantage. Again, you're in the media industry. You mean to tell me, mind you, we live in a sue happy nation. Everybody wants to sue. You work in the media industry. You mean to tell me that you won't bring a class action suit, racial discrimination, go to every competing media outlet and blow up your soon to be old job because you know you ain't getting that back? You mean to tell me you're not going to do all of this?
True, but
you can do it.
You can do it, but the thing is, it takes time. It takes time.
No, you said like
you need
the
right lawyer.
But you know what?
But right now, because of what you're doing against this news station, with using a different news station, the sponsors that used to come to, you know, that used to use this news station, they're not going to use them anymore because now their news station is being tied with a racial discrimination suit. Guess what? Nobody's going to want to advertise their products through that station.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're losing investors. They're losing advertisers.
No.
Do you not realize the drama?
Mika, you don't understand. You do a suit, they give you a little settlement, shut your mouth and keep on walking.
Yep.
Your suits don't go the same way
as they used to anymore. But again,
just prove my point. Sue Happy Nation. This individual could do any other thing other than what they did. Could have walked away, class action suit. Oh, You want hush money? Here's some hush money. Again, any other thing. You are in this particular industry, again, where, yeah, bad publicity here is bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well, I mean, we'll look at it like this.
Higher-ups will. See, here's the, and this is again. Again, here's the thing, though. Higher-ups are actually going to take notice in this particular instance because now it's their job on the line. You got to really kind of roll with this in your mind mentally. You do. And not for nothing, again, you're a black dude in the South, really.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, once again, like I said, the guard that got killed about a week ago, what happened? He was an innocent person in all of this. He was an innocent person in all in this dude's rage. He had an issue with the Department of Labor and Statistics, and after 15 years of being fired, he was fired 15 years ago. And all
and
of a sudden, he
just
decided, you know what? Yep, and he had intent to go in there and kill people, and he just caught the guard, and then after that, he just got rid of himself. Like I said, why did somebody have to die? Because of somebody else's BS, because somebody else's harassment, somebody else's workplace bullying and attitude. Why did somebody have to catch it? Why?
And again, you know what?
And
it's
nobody,
on that individual that commits that crime. It's always going to be on that individual because you're taking your anger and rage out on innocent bystanders. I don't care what you're going through. You don't take it out on an innocent bystander.
Well,
you should have went after the dude that did it to you.
No,
right.
but why Why are people killing innocent people that kill themselves?
Exactly.
You gonna kill yourself? Kill yourself.
And,
I don't care. But why take innocent people with you?
And like I was saying earlier,
because.
I'm gonna say a few things before I leave. But this is the thing: you should have read some of the things that he was saying to his friend after he did the crime. After he committed that murder, after he committed both murders, he was saying some crazy things.
And again, seriously.
But they knew he was crazy.
Yeah, but he was crazy. And this is the thing. Like, seriously, he had the wherewithal to freaking video to record this on his phone. He's
mm-hmm.
not a victim. If you got the wherewithal to record this on your phone, you're a psycho. You are an absolute psycho.
I think he was using a lot of that as an excuse. I think he just wanted to go in there and do whatever he wanted to do. It wasn't a whole bunch of issues with he just had issues, period. It wasn't so much about the workplace. He just was using that as a crutch or as a reason to go wild out and do what he did.
He wants to be on the news. He wants to be front page.
Yeah,
he wants
to be
on CNN.
Exactly.
He should have pissed on him during the freaking, so that's what he did. Listen, he could have pissed
yeah.
on the news reporter during the freaking live report. I mean, seriously, you want your 15 minutes of fame. Your 15 minutes of pain does not have to result in the ending of someone's life.
Exactly.
This is true, but was it worth
that's
it? But that's what I'm saying. For all that was going on, was it worth it? How do you think that news outlet feels now? How do you think news outlet feels?
They feel very vulnerable.
They feel bad now.
You know what? They're probably going to get sued anyway, and you know what? They should get sued. All
right. Well, guys. Yes, I got to go. But by the way, I just wanted to say this is that. There's other ways to go about when you're being bullied at a workplace, and plus, violence is not the answer at a workplace because at the end of the day, when you commit it, it all falls on you, and they're not going to look at the person that you did it to. They're going to look at you and say, well, that person's the aggressor. Just remember.
Exactly.
Thank you, K-Dog.
All right, brother.
Hey, you're welcome. All right, take it easy, man.
All right, brother.
All right, take it easy, y'all.
Hey, listen, you better be calling in next week because, you know, last week, Blog Talk Radio kind of crapped on us, so, you know, we got to do
our
Art
of Intimacy
episode.
We're finally going to do the Art of Intimacy? Jeez.
All right.
You know what I meant. You know how to spell it.
Finally?
All right, K-Dog.
It was Mika's fault. Yeah. Don't blame Blog Talk. It was Mika's fault. She screwed up last week.
Oh, here we go. Whatever, Hot Rod. Don't I hear the Prince calling you right now? Like, what's going on?
That's why I cannot talk too loud because he's sleeping right now, supposedly.
Oh, I need to wake him up.
But besides that, what is your solution for work bullies then?
I think they need to give some type of sensitivity training and classes to supervisors and then to the workers. That's what I think, because the supervisors, most nowadays, it seems like they actually are more stupervisors than supervisors. They hire the dumbest people to do positions that they shouldn't be in. Like,
so the ones that don't know what they're doing is making the decent money.
Pretty much.
Because they either have a cousin or a brother or uncle, or they're on their knees.
It's never what
they,
you know.
Face.
It's always who
you whatever,
know.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
that's how
like
they get
that.
These positions.
But that's how it's always been. Many of jobs that I've worked in my lifetime, like how in the hell, even my current ones. My current one, before they switched operations manager, I was like, how in the hell does she still work here? I know how she still works there.
Sometimes you have to sweep you away sometimes, you know.
No. This is no family, inside track. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nepotism.
So, yeah, that's how.
Nepotism.
That's big time. How else would she have been there for this many years? You know? Prior to this, she didn't have this type of job. She was working, doing something menial. Extremely menial.
It may not seem fair, but it's fair to a certain degree, you know.
Well, it's not fair at all, but you know what? It is what it is, you know. Again,
but one day
you
have your children working for you, and you have to give them positions, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but see, you know what? You know what? You got to humble yourself. If you know that you're there, and if you know you didn't earn that spot, then you need to be a little humble.
Yeah, which, no,
you need,
but
you
see,
need
that's
to be a little more.
You'll never know. They will never be humble. As a matter of fact, this just boosts their ego because they already have crap. Listen, let's be real. People that work for family generally can't survive anywhere else. This is why they work for family. Because the real world, honestly, is too harsh for them, and they need somebody to take care of them. Family will do it.
Well, that's
family
true.
Will. I'm sorry because, again, dealing with this person for as many years as I've dealt with her, I'm like, you've got to be the stupidest person ever.
It is what it is.
You know, and again, the choices, my choices are A, to either sit there and deal with it, or B, leave. I get to deal with it because considering what I do, I don't have to listen to her. I can easily throw on my headphones and keep banging away on my computers, and I'm good.
But it's funny that what you just said is what we have to go by now. Either you take the BS at work or deal with the drama or go somewhere else. And most likely that will happen all over again. It's not drama.
Exactly.
It'll be drama somewhere else.
You got to keep bouncing from place to place. That's not
right. So again, you need to deal with it. Bottom line. You need to put on your big girl.
Deal with certain things in certain ways. Everybody deal with things in certain ways.
You got to put on your big girl pants.
Yeah, we're all adults now. We've been there, done that. So all that drama, like, whatever. We're just here for a paycheck.
Yeah, but as you get older, you lose that patience. You start to lose that tolerance for the bullshit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem.
I'm used to it. I can go hide. For me, I go hide. I mean, you're right. We have no time for BS. I just go hide because I know what will come out of my mouth. It's not going to be pretty. So what's better than me, I keep my mouth shut and walk away and have a drink.
Hello.
Well, we got about 90 seconds left. Hot Rod, Mika. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Mika,
thank you for
showing up. But, yo.
Thank you.
Listen, shut up. At least I showed up.
I want to apologize to everybody for last week. There was a mistake. Something going on with Blog Talk Radio. We wasn't able to.
And next week,
come
we get
on,
to do the fun
week.
Episode. Art of Intimacy.
Yes, 2 hours. Art of Intimacy. Why do I keep messing that up?
Art 2 hours? You have a problem saying intimacy.
I'm sure Hot Rod will have a lot to bring up on.
Which we have to analyze with you in that word. So anyway, gentlemen, it's been real as always.
Of course, guys.
Yes,
have
ma'am.
Have a good night.
All right. Take it
easy.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Bye.
Yes. Yep, another one in the can. Good night.